From Big Finish Productions, Sherlock Holmes, The Fiends of New York City.
You do have a case, then? Or at least the glimmerings of one?
Perhaps. Certainly not more than an hour ago, I received a communication of a decidedly curious kind. The message came from an American gentleman who sports the rather splendid name of Ephraim Gill.
The truth is so grisly that I hardly know where best to begin.
He means to call upon me imminently and to engage me, he says, upon a certain matter which has to do with the nature of evil itself.
A wretched and savage business, don't you think? A dreadful and an infamous crime.
Her throat had been cut from side to side, and her face had been painted white all over.
That poor woman. The work of a devil.
Give it up, man!
Worse even than that, Doctor. As we three sit here jawing and swapping theories, that fiend has settled into an apartment on Baker Street just a short walk along the way.
Order! I will have order!
Would the Prime Minister agree with me that this nation stands at present upon a point of crisis when it comes to all matters concerned with crime?
There is some evil in that building, some treachery, which I do not at present understand.
Sherlock, there is evil everywhere. Such is the nature of the world. But what I have to say to you might affect the very soul of our nation.
I want a piece of information.
I fear that I must upon this occasion, and with regret, decline your invitation.
There you make the same mistake as so many others have before you.
And what mistake might that be?
To believe that I am offering you a choice.
Big Finish, for the love of stories.